Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Most of all, Return to claim the pyramid. Parting on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, a light year groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Are y'all ready to get down out there?
If you hear any noise, just get
dipping your hip and come on to the mothership.
Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here.
T-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk.
Let me ride.
When the mothership comes.
Well, they call me the Big Pill, a Dr. Funkenstein here, the disco fiend with the monster sound, the cool cool with the bump transplant. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone, thigh bone connected to my leg bone, leg bone connected to my ankle bone. Oh, I get so hung up on bones. A Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Thanks. You play with it. So excuse us a minute while we play with it. Dig.
Yeah. bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? We're going to do it one more time and I want everybody to sing it this time. Hey, hold on, do it again. Now. Kiss me on my ego. Give me that one again. Everybody. A Dr. Funkenstein here. We're flipping, ego tripping, and body standing. Coming to you directly from the mothership. Keep it moving, fellas. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton, baby! Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that? Easy. Hey, horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're going to give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're going to hold this groove shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey, we'll be right back.
bomb. Oh, I'll get so up on bomb. Now, Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the Funkenstein gift. Flower to the night. Flow. Flow.
Yeah. I can sell you the American dream. I can sell you anything. I got to get out. I'm getting put out of my house. I got to pack up my refrigerator and couch. It's a setup, but the bank wants me out. Or the LAPD will smoke me out. This adjustable rate, it choked me out. They gave me a loan and I had no clout. They gave me a house for me and my spouse. Called my mama and my aunt. Y'all should refinance. Let them dance with the devil. Dig their own grave and I gave them the shovel. Fuck, my daddy built that house. And when he got drunk, he almost killed that house. Is this American dream or the American scheme? They got me walking these American streets. It's kinda sad when you have to get a hernia, cause you helped your grandmama move furniture. If I could sell you the American dream,
I could sell you anything.
Look at this maggot with a stimulus package. I can give a fuck about a Dow Jones average. What the fuck you do when your paycheck is average? Law-abiding citizen turned into a savage. Got to feed the children, got to feed the habit. Fell into a rabbit hole chasing that rabbit. Now I'm in Wonderland feeling like the Son of Sam. I'm at your West Coast branch, gun in hand. I'ma feel like Superman, walk by the teller. Better call a trooper, ma'am. It's the revenge of the lambs. Big bad wolf, we sick of these scams. Sick of these plans, sick of this dance. Walked into his office, took the nine out my pants. You not a man, you a serpent. Then I pray to God, let the nine get to
working.
You know I heard they hood robbing your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. You know I heard they hood robbing your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, huh? Drug dealer MD, Dr. Feel Good, give you what you need. In California, prescribe that weed, Oxycontin and codeine. Turn your grandmama into a fiend. At Cedar Sinai, the first hit ain't free. I know you're about to die, but let me see your ID. I know you're about to lie, but can you pay this fee? If you can't pay, then please have a seat. You can't see a doctor, but you can see a priest. We can't say your life till we got some assurance. Your premium is paid at that insurance. I hope you got endurance. They got me on hold and I'm under the influence. Nurse high as a kite, in charge with my life, and everything is lost without Blue Cross. You know I heard they hood robbing your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. You know I heard they hood robbing your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, ain't that a bitch? You got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Whatever you need, we gotta be cheap right here, baby. This America, it ain't gonna cost you nothing but an arm and a leg, maybe one of them motherfucking ears. Don't trip, just put it on your credit card, put it in your baby name.
Thank you.
the Dry Bones Connection on Saturday afternoon. This is Antoinette, and today Brother Eddie will be discussing Eddie B. This is the first of the Saturday school. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
And I want to start off asking for forgiveness from the family for the delay of technical issues and other things. Please forgive us, whoever joins in to the discussion at hand or the class at hand. So
yes.
Again, as and if any of the family members come in, because again, this is the first time, and people do whatever they have to do during Saturday and Sunday while they're off. So whomever tunes in, we appreciate it as always, you know.
Yeah.
With greetings and much love. So with that, Sister Antoinette, we can kick off the class.
Okay, well, we have a caller.
Do you have any current?
Any?
Okay, well, yeah, let's bring in family if they want to get in on the discussion.
Yes, Brother Ray?
I'm here with the bells on.
Greetings, Brother Ray. How are you doing this evening or this afternoon?
I'm alive and well. I'm alive and well, and I thank God for that.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
sir. That's part of what we'll be giving in these classes by the number to let us tie in to what we're all talking about and doing in various ways. And we're talking about organizing. So for me, this is my part of us being able to see the whole behind the words, using the numbers and what we say that pulls us together, because the words are designed to keep us apart, to divide us. So that's just seeing these words as we use them, because they have the power. And once we recognize the number behind the words, we will really home in to, wow, I've been saying it, never knowing. As you just stated, Brother Ray, you're well, you know, because you're alive. You're walking well. And it's another word that you said that echoed well by number. God, oh, thank God I'm doing well. Woo! How can that slip my mind? But, again, by number, God is four. By number, well is four. So, yeah, we're doing well by God, not only because of the word, but now that we recognize that vibration of the number of the words that we're speaking, that spiritual connection that we're already connected to. That's why connected is four. God is four. Well is four. All these words that we really don't see, this is just this age that we're in of revealing these things so we can use them and take back the word that we're already using, but amplify. Ooh. Mathematics, 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2. We now amplify this power within. Because that's when we
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. And forgive my ignorance, please, because I do not know.
Go ahead, though.
That's why I'm so happy that, please, that you are doing this. Because this is something we should know, these numbers. And I'm not that swift anymore. I can't figure this out. How do you reach the number four for God?
the code that I we refer to, and thank you for that. We haven't did it in a while, and the numerical code that I use is Marty Lee's code. And Sister Antoinette, you should put it on the link, but just look up PIPI, the English language, by Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, Leeds, L-E-E-D-S, and it'll come up, and you would see the alphabet and the numerology code that I use. And I basically read a portion of the book by the same title and couldn't get past once I got to that page giving me this code. And I've been dreaming about it since, 2013 to now. So it's constantly revealing. So that's the code, basically, that I use, because everybody else uses the code alphabet 1 through 9, you know. And here it stops at 7 and goes back from 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you do it twice, the 13 numbers above and 13 numbers at the bottom, because the alphabet has 26 letters, 13 and 13. It's written in the palms of your hand. Even that comes to 13. When we see these phrases that they use, like I said, everything is hidden in plain sight. We're seeing it, but we're not connecting to that number, that spiritual, that truth, that God that we talk about, and we're saying, we're speaking it, but not amplifying the power by seeing that we're resonating to the number behind all of these words being used and that we use. That's a spell. That's learning. Because that's all we're doing now, is learning these spells of words that we use and that they've used on us. Since the writing of the Bible, I'm going to start there from a reference point. Because I exactly believe in the Bible, but it's no story that anybody has told me, or I take at face value. I take pieces that they have of a story that has been given to them through tradition. And by the numbers, I don't argue with an opinion. The numbers show me the stories that I get, the information that I get. That's why the wisdom behind the story, wisdom is for. God is for. That's the wisdom. So let's get back to that story. Story is four. That's where we get the story from, the two trees. Tree is four. Tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. How do we look at these? Do we still look at, or have we been given away? Because this is just a way, as we all know. That's why I'm giving this a class now, because class is only learning. Like I say, I know I'm a good-ass teacher, but at the end of the day, I know I'm a bad student because I'm still learning.
Yeah.
That's why we're all better students, because we're all still learning. And those numbers behind still learning is God and Jesus. It's the sunshine. Let the sunshine. Come on. We just see what they're giving us, but the number explains the whole of what it is. Because that, those lights,
as they say,
Jesus was the light and the way, it's the same number. They're showing us the number, but we're still looking at a story and trying to equate a story, and it's not spiritual. That's why God is spiritual. Truth, God. Trust. God, that's why they put it on their currency. In God we trust. And it's the number that has more power than their word. And they know how to use these numbers behind the word. But that's why let it be is a 6. Comes to 33. 6. word is 15. That's 6. That's 6. It's no more than we've been repaired. Repair is 24, which is 6. It's starting directly in our core. Core is 15, 6. What core? Your DNA. DNA is 411, a 6. This is a record that vibrates from different people, giving different variations, not knowing the spiritual word or correction, the spiritual number behind certain words that they resonate. Certain people carry a resonation of the word, a frequency, a vibration, if you will. Because these are the things that we talk about, that six-part vibration. It's a certain beat. Beat is 6, vibration is 6. And these are the things we speak, or the speaks that we have. Let me refer to that. It's the spells behind the word that we speak. Spells are 4. The word is 4. Rules are 4. We're abiding by a set of rules that are not innately God's rules that rule us inside of us. This is why the stillness, which is God, be still. Be silent. That's the sunshine, baby. The stillness and the silence. Internet play earlier, flashlight. Yeah. Flash 3, light is 9. That's the shift 3, paradigm 9, or the paradigm shift. It basically comes from the flashlight. We get it every time we get in the light. Because the light is no more than the information that we receive once we open up to it. Because, again, it starts with thought. That vibe. So a man thinketh, so is he. We don't even think of these things when we get out in nature. Because tomorrow will be to all the sisters who are mothers and who aren't mothers, who are mothers spiritually. As it says, Happy Mother's Day. Well, every day is nature. We call it Mother Nature. And we give one day to the physical mother, and they refer to as Mother's Day, but no. As we know, Mother's Day is every day. So if we truly wanted to recognize it, let's say it that way. Let's put it in order. Because Mother is recognized every time we wake up. Because Mother is not just the physical mother, it's the earth we live on. Mother Nature. These are things that we're getting back into. This is why this age of Aquarius 7, everybody is referring to their journey now. 7, what journey, Dale? It's my way, 7. My angle, 7. But it's nature, 7, because we're also talking and getting re-familiar with nature. Walking in nature, breathing the air to now feel even the quality of the air, which is bad. What days are good? We don't have to go online or go on the news and No, once we get in tune. Because once we discover nature, we truly discover yourself. Nature being seven, yourself is seven. Even biblically, it says thyself, which is the same seven, to know thyself. For me, that's the ultimate test, which is to find one's gift. Ultimate seven test is seven. Find is seven, and gift is seven. Figure it out. Figure it out is seven, because that's the part is seven, that we are supposed to know. Your part, your gift, it's all the same. We separate it by the word, and the connection is seeing the number, because let's look at this paradigm. We still see the certain symbolisms, I'll say it that way, which are great, because everybody has their angle, their way of seeing. But we see 9/11 certain ways, and it struck me just now looking at America's mantra of what America's supposed to stand for as far as united we stand and divided we fall. And when I really looked at united, one, we nine stand one. 191 or 9/11. The symbolism of 9/11, when those two towers came down, down being two towers fall is two, fall down. But what actually fell down? Because fall down, 2-2, 11-11, or 4, was 9/11. Male, 9, female, 2, or 11. Male and female. Since 2001, if anybody could say it's started before, quicker or as expedient as it has, 9/11 male and female has been falling, going downward since then, because that fall down 2-2 that we constantly have been talking about since 2001 is LGBTQ. Why the Q? Because Q makes it a 22. Fall down, male and female. Now it's all gender neutral. Ace bisexual. Confusion, if you will. Because it's again, the confusion of people even accepting labels. Because the key is let it be. Accept the word, because the word carries a certain frequency and a beat. And if a person is not relating or giving that particular frequency that's within the word of the beat, people won't receive it, regardless of who they are. But I've just given you the word and not giving you the number. And this is how what I said, we're already connected to, not even knowing numbers behind anything that we say. Now that I'm in that quiet mode of just listening and basically studying, better student, still learning. Everything that everybody talks about on all these different shows, the interesting thing to me is that we're saying the same number using a multitude of words. And these words keep us divided. We fall. Because we don't see the connection of the all and the numbers behind the words that we all use. It keeps us in this all the confusion. But again, this is just a part, family. It's not an all. It's the part of all. Because we all have a part. And this is why we resonate with certain people, regardless of who they are. Dr. Blair, Dr. Phil Valentine, Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, you can name countless of people that Bobby Hammond, the different people touch or vibrate with us the things that are already resonating. And it only activates that conscious that's part of the all. Being all connected. Metaphysics. God and Jesus Christ. Fellowship and worship. They use the internet as the modern day drug addiction. Because it's so addictive that parents enable their children to use these devices because they pay for the devices and the time spent on them. And at the same time, the parents become users themselves. Because we don't see the correlation of what this computer data still comes back to God and Jesus Christ. They're just using a different thing and saying, the way we constantly talk about one of the great games to play is to learn how to play the game of chess. And how we constantly see this symbolism of the chessboard played out in certain scientific movies. For instance, The Matrix, everybody's familiar with. So. But the chessboard that we all play on today, not looking at the numbers, still saying the game of the chessboard, it's called the motherboard. All of these devices that we use have a motherboard. We just look at chessboard one way. When we see the all, we see what they're using today, right now, on the people. This technology that all has a motherboard. Your television even has a motherboard. So, it's all intertwined because it's all connected. But the disconnection is how the stories are given and how we choose to believe and embrace these stories. And that questioning everything, because that's part of the paradigm shift. By number question everything. Same number, different words. But we began to be afraid to question certain things. This is why I'm revealing that God and Jesus Christ is all connected into everything. This is why all connected. It's the same as God and Jesus Christ. It's the same as metaphysics. Since we've been on these programs, that's all I've been pushing is metaphysics. It was up to us to dwell deeper into what anybody says behind even the word for me. I find a number that connects to all. Because they've given me a vibration that now requires my investigation to see what's the connection. And for me, it's the number that those are patterns. Because even by the word number being two, pattern comes to two. That's how I measure everything. Well, measure comes to two. For me, it's in everything that I do. But again, this is why it's time for me to give. Give is God. Or it's better to give than receive. So what I give is the God, the Spirit, the truth that's within all of us, because I'm not saying anything wrong, and nobody can ever say, well, Ed said something like that. No, because if it was not relating to these numbers that deal with metaphysics, God and Jesus Christ, all connected, I ain't been talking about it. So, again, that's why talk is so important, because talk is 13, 5. If we're not giving that spirit of God, of truth, of the answer, of the solution, all of it's for, all of it's God. The protection we talk about is for. It still comes back to God, that spirit, that truth that resonates within. But if we don't find that, regardless of the numbers, your way, because, again, this is just one way that I'm giving it. Whoo! The gift is we all have a way. We got to find it. That's the purpose of our journey, to see that that part is connected to the whole, because it's always something bigger than self. What's bigger than self, Ed? It's called the whole. It's called total. It's called the image. It's called creator. It's all the one by number. But that's why you, one, are in the image, one, of the creator, one. It's dealing with hearing that frequency, which is one, of a particular sound, one, that is found, one, within, one, you, which is one. That's why you, one, are the key. Key is one. Each one of us has the key for any lock that has been put on the brain. Because lock is one and key is one. We are the key for any damn lock. But it's because of a belief. That's why believe is two. We believe the illusion. Illusion is two. Because we don't rely on self, one, that gives us the insight. Insight is one. And remember, this year, 2022, it's the sixth, the third eye that deals with insight, one, and the illusion being two. So do either of you have any questions before I continue? Has anybody else tuned in? Better yet, you'll let us know. So do you, Sister Antoinette or Brother Ray, have anything that you wanted to question, concern? Because I want us to also look at this as getting this information and being able to teach it. Because we have to learn how to apply it to self and what we are thinking about, because it's not just what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to give is words you're already using that have these particular numbers that even we're not aware of when we say them, but it's the number for me that I want to reveal that has that true power that all of us, I don't care who you are, because even when we talk about nothing and something, it's still those same numbers. As you refer to, how did I come up with God being 13, where in this code, God number, or that word, G-O-D, is G, 7, O is 2, and D is 4. The only difference is the O that is in the regular alphabet is different, but anyway, when we even look at that, those numbers. We say them all the time, or we need a reference to them when we hear people say 24/7. 2 + 4 + 7 = 13. And when somebody says where it says 24/7, no problem. 24/7 = 31. You just turn 13 around. You just mirror it, sweetie. This is why we hear the term the Spirit of God, 31:13. Never knowing that that Spirit of God is also the words Lord God. We hear these terms and words all through the Bible, never tying that number of wisdom to the words, because we rely on the stories, and those stories replace the wisdom.
And the young people don't have.
Go ahead,
They've got the smarts, but they don't have the wisdom to use them in a proper manner that will make a difference for the masses. Make a difference individually, but not for the masses.
Well, that's why we are still here. Even in today's reference to, we're referred to as old school. Well, old school comes to 29. 2 + 9 = 11. 11 is communication. 11 is the universe. 11 or that 2 is so many things. It's positive. It's gratitude. So when we try to tie into the whole, it's the cosmic. It's the air we breathe. Air is 2, and we constantly use the term, it's in the air, 2. It's in the sky. Sky is 2. The air and the sky is connected to the universe. Universe is 2. But the universe is doing the biggest thing for us, is giving us the communication, because we are 2 called receiver. Receiver is 2. So all these things biblically that we didn't see is happening right now in the 2 called revelations. Revelations is the 2. It's not the 2 dealing with the illusion. It's the insight of the revealing of revelations. The seeing. Seeing is 2. We call it the all-seeing. Bam. E-Y-E. That's the connection. Connection is 30, which is 3. I is 12, which is 3. But as Brother Ray is doing through organizing the drum, that's part of the music. 3. The music is part of the shift. 3. The music is part of bringing the order versus the chaos. To bring the order, the 3, back in. And we even use the correct is 3, words. Words are 3. The words are part of music. You know that instruments are different tools that are used, but we don't refer a lot of our voices or instruments. As we say, the instruments of God that are blowing a horn. Horn is 14 at 5. Instruments is 50 at 5. It's a change. Change is 5, 23. It's a transformation, 50. It's a mutation, 50. Mutant, 23. 5. But our mutation from the words, the music, are the lyrics. Lyrics is 5. So it's the right beat within those lyrics, those words that we give that activate certain people at certain times, because everybody's on their own biological clock. We don't get it twisted with what they refer to just as a woman. We've learned the female's reproductive system, but she knows it better than we do. So, again, we ain't got no time for that. The clock that's ticking is a biological clock. And we've been talking about it being used in biological warfare. But when we see all these, the psychological fear that is being used on our mental thinking and our discussions within our conversations, that's the power that they get from us not having classes and talking about things that will better us, because we're the best of the best. But even by the number, we don't even recognize who we are, because they have us running away from words that resonate our number. I ain't black. Yeah, you're not, because black is not your color, it's your state of mind. And that's the state that we don't live in, because we say we live in Illinois, or we live in Wisconsin, or we live in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. Now, that's just a place, again, that they have geometrically designated that this is the area that they call this that you stay in. Invisible boundaries. But that's how they use the net. Because if anybody can tell me now that the net has not replaced God with our children, please tell me. I don't see it. See, because all they've done was change the word. The number remained the same. That number has power. That's why it's referred to as the inner net. Christ and God. We'll never see it that way, because we only see that design word that conditions us to only see it one way. When now it's being revealed that we can see it anyway. And the key to this is that it's got to make sense to you. Because what I say, it resonates that in accordance with the word. Because I've learned that my people don't necessarily agree with me, they agree with the word. That makes sense. That's what they're agreeing with. The sense that's being made. Because it has a vibration of its own. And that's why that five, it makes sense. That has us change that we call facts. Facts matter. So it's these numbers that are behind these words that give these words the power. When we talk about aliens, that's all we see is what we've been given, the image of whatever way we see an alien. But I see the number. Wow. Because alien is five. That's the code. Is it the code in human beings? Well, guess what? Human beings is five, y'all. So it's all connected. All is five. That's why this change is five. And they're trying to wreck this with a five called a vaccine. Five. That attacks your brain, five, in your tower. Another word for body. Because remember, they're also using what's called 5G towers to interrupt your cells in your body. Well, cell is 12, which is 3. You have a cell phone. It used to be called mobile phone, but the waves from 5G, because 5G comes to 3, waves are 21, 3. These waves are basically currents of air in the wind that hit our tower, our cells, which is the biggest organ of the body, the endocrine system, the cell, the skin, the flesh, sand from the flesh. You think it's a coincidence that 3 is also sand, waves? It has people sinning right now. We're talking about it, but we're not seeing the connection of the number of what these kids are doing. And remember, I know I use that word sparingly, but kid is 12. This is why we see the chaos in our children. Because this is what this device called the computer was meant to do, to affect our children's brain. Computer 5, 32, brain is 14. And people have the phones up to their heads and listening, and or they have earbuds in their ears, and all of this constitute the air, the universe, the communication that comes directly through the air by way of telepathy. We don't remember anymore. Michael did a song called Remember the Time, and I love using that because if we took time to listen to the words, does not match the image of Egypt that he's depicting. There's no parks after dark in Egypt. On the phone, you and me, there were no phones. But because we never related the lyrics to even what we're remembering, and we're remembering the image of that beautiful choreographed scenes that we see, this is where the mind is imaging. This is how imaging works, and we don't even recognize the words, the magic that is being done, because also the music, it captivates. This is why music is still being used subliminally, but we are destined to take all of that back. This is part of the paradigm shift. Biblically, it says the head, we become the tail, and the tail, we become the head. This is the paradigm shift, family. And let it be. The word, the beat, the frequency is there. And it's carried not just by my voice, but by the currents of wind and the air. So let it be. Word up. Another beautiful song, but it's all the same number. Word up and let it be. We're bringing balance because this paradigm shift, which those two words come to a 3, paradigm being 27, shift being 30, that's 57, that's a 12, which is 3. But this is where we are in the age of Aquarius. It's called the third horseman that rode in on a black horse with a pair of balance in his hand. Well, balance is 21, which is a 3. It's the music. It's the words that we now must control again and balance, because we constantly talk about what hip-hop and rap has turned into and the imaging behind it. For how long have we been talking about that? So it's time for us to stop talking about it and take it back. We're already talking about these things, but upon the organizing that we do, because, again, Brother Ray, you've already did that, one version of it with the drums. That's part of the plan. This is why you got it in dreams. Dreams are 22, which is 4. God. We're getting that understanding now of dreams and being able to interpret it because of different words that people have that they give that resonate with them. That's their part to give, to awaken or activate that which is already in us that needed stimulation. And at times it is that people, other people can't articulate what it is that we have in us that we want to say, and that's all that they do at times. And this is a reason that we are listening and we hear certain people. And at that particular time, that person is no more than the teacher that is needed for you. Because what is needed? What is needed is no more than the word. Need is 15, which is that 5. We all need the word. We all need balance. Balance is 5. And the word that we are now giving that resonates a frequency, 6. And I think I kept saying 5. Forgive me. 15, which is 6. Word that we give is 6. Beat is 6. Vibration is 6. Balance is 6. This is part of what we're given. This is why at the end of the day, the 6 is called human. Human is 15. This is why the word became flesh, human. And we're not resonating that word because, again, what do we represent? Who do we represent? We represent is 42, which is that 6 again. We all represent the human part that we have to balance the word that is already in us, that is ready to bust and out. It's ready to get out. It's time. So can't nothing stop a time that is already predestined to happen. And for a lot of us, we're just catching up with the time that we're in. Has nothing to do with man's time. This is universal time. So, again, did anybody, you all have anything to add, to question, to give?
No, I'm just confused. All right, with every number being broken down into the words, but in a whole, how is this of a benefit?
How is it what?
Of a benefit. Am I missing something? Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we do all the words and everything else by the numbers, but how does it really apply to life?
Well, it's like the great thing is that it applies to everyone differently, number one. Number two is that we have to get into it to apply it to see all of these numbers that we've been constantly talking about. We've been seeing 11-11, 3-3-3, 7-7-7. What do they mean? Do we just keep seeing these numbers and don't? Once we now see that there's a way to understand the message being a word behind these numbers, we find the words. I'm giving the way to basically find the words that basically finds or help one find their purpose. Purpose is three. Words are three. Connection is three. Memories is three. Music is three. This is the connection that anybody can find their purpose by using this. This is another thing, too. How far or what do we truly want to find? Because if you have another way, share it. Do it. Be about it, because that's it. I want to be the best example of doing and sharing what I have to give, because we all have it. It's if we want to use it. If it's something that already resonates, it, as you just put, I don't understand, well, stop being understuck. By the number, you want to understand. I want the God standing. I want the lessons for that's connected to the answer for. It comes directly from God for all of us. But again, we're not going deep within. We're looking for, and I'm trying to give us the numbers that also help us dwell deep, deep inside oneself. Because that's what we always been trying to figure out. So I'm still trying to figure myself out. I'm 55. Yeah. I'm 68. I still don't know myself. Well, shit. Through all your life, have you ever heard it? And what? I'm not saying I'm anything other than a connector to the whole, that it's only time for something like this and other things that are being revealed, that guess what? We don't even have an idea that's what's going on. But it's not in our circle. That's why circle is five.
You guys, can y'all excuse me? I've got to grab some things I'm doing. I appreciate this so much, and I'm going to learn. I'm going to go and check those out and learn this thing. I'm going to learn it, because I feel you're right, and we need to know it. And I had no clue till I heard you first time. I said, what's he talking about? All right, so I'm going to get on it, and I'll talk with these guys the next time. God bless, and have a good evening now.
Bless you, our brother Way, and
thank
you for tuning in for the time that you shared with us. Peace and blessings, my brother.
Likewise, my brother. God bless.
Okay, Sister Antoinette.
Yes.
We still have no callers?
No. Wesley had popped in for a minute, and then he left.
Okay. Well, if you want to go ahead and end this one, and what we'll do, we'll just basically do our next show on Wednesday and basically inquire to the family, too, because, again, like I said, I understand that people have obligations and things that, you know, they have to do that they only have Saturday and Sunday to do them. And then again, thinking that, what, this is Mother's Day weekend. So a lot of people might be traveling, or they might be preparing, going to the store at this particular time, whatever, shopping for moms. So it's different things. Some people might be even going out today for Mother's Day to avoid the rush and chaos from tomorrow. So there's a lot of variables of why people aren't on. But again, like I said, our next show we'll do on a Wednesday, and we'll just do a repeat, just make it a part two to let it be. And we pick up on this and dwell into it a little bit farther.
Okay. Well, do you want to make that for Saturday or for Wednesday?
We'll do it for a Wednesday show, so we won't throw anybody off, and we'll let them know from that point on. We'll be doing Saturday, and like I said, we'll get input. If people are amped to doing it on Saturday, that's when they can toss out times, you know, that might be more applicable to them after doing whatever Saturday runs they might want to do, you know, or they might have to do. So we might still do it on a Saturday, but we might make it 7 your time, 6 my time, or 8 your time and 7 my time. So we'll leave it open, and we'll discuss it with the family, like I said. a lot of people are good with, I won't say tradition, but they get accustomed to doing things on certain times. So for a lot of the listeners, yeah, Wednesday might be in their mind for, you know, this is the time they have allotted for listening to the show, you know, and now that, yeah, you know, something changed and it changed off the bat, you know, because, again, I text, yeah, several people and they might have things that they were doing. And, again, they could have tuned in at the beginning of the show. And after 5, 10, 15 minutes, they was like, oh, no, I got something I can be doing. So understandable.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we'll have part two on a Wednesday, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I will schedule that right now for Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll send you the link in about 20
minutes.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you.
All right. No problem. You have a good one and get you some rest, some well-deserved rest, because you know you're going to be running anyway as far as whatever little adds and ends that's happening with your family and whatever cooking that you might happen to do, you know. I know you got a lot to be done. And yeah, you go ahead and get your rest.
I will. Thank you. And you too. You have a good day.
Oh, I sure will. I certainly will.
Make it in remembrance.
Yeah.
Of your mom,
oh, yeah,
like
for
I
sure.
do to my mom. Is in remembrance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then
so
we'll end this now.
Yeah, we'll
go
ahead and end it, family. And, again, for those who might have tuned in to the beginning of the show and we weren't there and had difficulties, again, forgive us. And if you listen to the replay of this, you know, have some good questions and pertinent questions. Again, ask like you don't know. You know, which, again, those questions that you and Brother Ray asked were great, you know. And, again, and the key to it all, family, is what I'm giving. Again, even in numbers, is only one way. I'm giving the way that I have seen it ease by the number. But there are other ways with the same number, different words, that each and every one of us is supposed to get that way with that particular word, but it still carries that same number. That's even in for all your questions, understanding or understanding the number, you will find all your answers within the same number of the question being asked. We'll further get into that next class.
Yes, that sounds really good. Yes,
well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, then.
Okay.
So until then, okay. Yes, you take care. Get you some rest.
You too.
And we will talk then.
All right. Well, have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.